Right now, it's time to check in with Penny Rich, the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, orangecountync.gov, for more information on county government. How are you?
Hey, how are you? I'm a little hot.
A little hot, yeah. It's nice in here.
It actually is very nice in here. Yeah.
How are you beating the heat otherwise?
You know, I'm trying to stay out of it. The problem, though, of course, right, is I had about four meetings today. So was in the car a little bit, and then I walked to one of my meetings. And it's really hot when you're walking, but once you go inside, it's freezing.
Yes.
So you, like, don't know what to wear.
Yeah, exactly.
This is always a problem for me during the summer.
Like, everyone's got to dress in layers when it's 95
right,
degrees outside.
And then
outside,
you start taking it off, and then you put it back on. And, you know, it's one of those things. But anyway, besides complaining about the heat, I am doing okay.
Not a whole lot else to do.
Yeah.
So county commissioners had a meeting last night that was fairly short, about
57 minutes. Yeah, you know, it wasn't a record, but we don't have a whole lot going on our agendas right now. And that's it kind of always happens that way during the fall. There's a lot going on in the outside world, and, you know, you're dealing with a lot of other of your committees and boards. But on the agenda, we're just sort of wrapping up things and making sure that we're getting it done. So this is kind of like, you know, the second part of we start the second part of the year soon. So everybody knows we're on the fiscal year. So,
right.
You know, we're kind of doing that. So, yeah, not too much. We approved our calendar, though. And so we finally got that done. Commissioner Mark Dorson wanted to switch some things up, but he couldn't rustle up those votes to do that. So
keep trying.
Yeah. You know, he does. He's got a lot of good points and tries to minimize how many times we have to meet a week. But during the budget season, you just can't help it. And there are times where you actually do meet two or three times a week and two or three weeks in a row. The process, though, the reason why we looked at this in the first place is because we got a lot of feedback on the end of the year last year about how the amendments came into the budget via county commissioners, and the public felt like they didn't have really a whole lot of time to grasp onto what we were doing. Even though the process, I think, I'm going into my eighth year, I just finished my seventh budget. I think the process has gone a whole lot better than it has when I first came on, where we just used to throw things at the wall and see if they stuck, you know. And that, to me, didn't seem like a very good process. So now we did move it around. We've added, I believe, two public hearings. And one of those public hearings, of course, is after all those amendments have been published. So it will give folks an opportunity to come in during that public hearing session and talk to us about, you know, what they like, what they don't like, where they would make changes. And then we could take everybody's points into consideration and get the community involved. And, you know, it just feels better that way overall. So
one thing that the county commissioners did talk about yesterday was the capital investment plan, right?
Capital investment plan, yeah. We've been, our finance department's been working real hard to move around money and try to minimize what we pay in interest. And we came up with about a $600,000 savings if we move bonds around and sell them at different times. And interestingly enough, we had someone come and speak to us last night. It was like, well, if you're going to save the $600,000, are you going to give that back to the community? Well, no, because we don't collect that money. That's not in our general funds. We're saving money in the big picture, in the long run. Mm-hmm. You save that money over the lifetime of the bond. So there's not money to be given back, because that's just sort of the way business goes. And you don't say, okay, well, we're going to save money that we might have in the future, and we're going to give it back to you. So no, that's not how budgets work. But yeah, we did take a look at that, about $37 million. And, there's different portions of that get spent all over. I mean, one of the biggest things, of course, is the jail and that whole northern campus that we are ready to go on. We also voted on a process last night to start the engineering on that. And as you know, in that engineering phase, boy, you can find anything under the ground, couldn't you?
Yeah.
You know, so that's where we are with that now.
Okay.
It's a little scary, but, you know,
still on time to do all
so
of that?
So far, yeah. I mean, we're really pushing to keep that one on schedule, because, it's time. That old jail needs to be closed and condemned, and, you know, everything else that needs to happen there. And it's a beautiful space. So we've got to think about what that looks like in the future for that space. You know, for me, I would love to build some affordable housing right downtown in Hillsborough. But, you know, that's just my opinion.
Yeah. Speaking with Penny Rich, orangecountync.gov for more information on county government, and kind of going through the lull right now with not a lot of items on the agenda. But that'll last for about a minute.
That's
much
about
more coming up in October.
Sure, there is. And, you know, we're back. We had a managers, mayors, and chair meeting about the Green Tract I think we spoke last week or the week before about putting together a governance document that allows us to move forward. We need to be on the same page with our partners as we move forward on this. And right now we're not. We have two boards that are on one page. We have another board that's on another page. You know, there's a lot to discuss about this. I think it'd be good to make sure that everybody knows the history of why the Green Tract is where it's situated, and you know, why all three bodies own it. So that's important. So we sort of took a rough stab, very, very rough stab, of what a governance document would look like. Carver now has that, and Chapel Hill has that. So we're hoping that both the mayors share that with their boards, and we get some feedback on that and see if it's something that we want to move forward with, and so then we can start fine-tuning that document. And like I said, it's just a really early stab at it, and just sort of, it gives us some guidelines about if two partners are on board and the other partner isn't, you know, how do we move forward? We need to build affordable housing there. That was what that land was purchased for. Mm-hmm. That land was specifically purchased to make sure that we save it and we own it to build affordable housing. So we need to figure out a way to move forward.
The differences between Chapel Hill and the other boards, confident you've mostly worked those out at this point?
We would like to, but we want to make sure that we have this governance document in place first. I think it's important for us all to agree on how we move forward before we start flipping around between resolutions and what some of the neighbors are saying and some of the other neighbors are saying. We really need all our staffs and our experts to be working on this process. We totally trust our staff. I know Carborough is on board with that, with their staff. We're just waiting for some feedback from Chapel Hill to make sure that we know that they're on board with being partners. So, we do have to define what our partnership looks like moving forward. A lot of different people on the boards now that when this originally came about. And so I think there's not only an education process that has to happen, but also what were the original understandings? Mm-hmm. What was this land meant to be? So, I'm hopeful that we can all get it together and do what we need to be doing on this and, get what we need. We need the affordable housing. We know that there's a school site there, but maybe not. The county has committed to saving 60 acres as green space, largest parcel in Chapel Hill for green space. So we know that that's, a done deal. But, we all have to agree on what kind of housing we're going to put there.
So. Does Caraway Village in any way affect this conversation?
It doesn't, except for once we start looking at, like, access roads, right? Because there's only really one way right into there now. So we need to think about an access road, and that would, maybe dump you out onto Eubanks. And the interesting enough, the precinct is changing, the voting precinct, because of Caraway Village,
right?
Before
yeah.
Rogers Road would go over to Lake Hogan, which kind of seemed a little bit, because if you do the population, maybe they go there, maybe they don't go there.
Right.
And, Rogers Road was originally split between Orange County and Carborough, and then the part of the Rogers Road got put into the ETJ, which is neither here nor there for Rogers Road folks. With Caraway Village coming on, now they create enough population where they create their own precinct. Mm-hmm. So I think there will be sort of this, dependency on each other as we move forward and as we see the growth there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I didn't think about that.
Speaking with Penny Rich, again, orangecountync.gov for more information. Other things on Orange County's plate that people ought to know about.
Yeah, so we're getting excited for our summit, our all-day summit, and I know WCHL is going to be helping us, and I believe Aaron Keck is going to be there for most of the day.
I think
that's, which is pretty awesome. I mean, we have, I think we almost have everyone on board with what they're going to be doing and what portion of the day. It's going to be broken down into 30-minute segments, including social justice and housing, the arts, travel, everything is in there. Durham Tech is going to be there. So it's always exciting and fun to get everybody in the room together. And We're really looking forward to doing it in the Witted Building this year. That is really kind of special.
Last year we did it in this studio, so just kind of an ordinary day with just a whole bunch of special guests, and it was a ton of fun.
It was.
And we got a lot out of it as well. This year in the Witted Building, a whole different environment, different vibe, and it's going to be, I think, even better.
Yeah, well, we give an opportunity to have a live audience, which I think is always kind of fun. I mean, this was a great time, but we were moving people in and out. I remember last year, you know, we were having food and partying
in
between.
It was like a whole big crowd of people talking out there, and I was running out like, I need you and you in 12 seconds.
Right,
come.
Get in there now. Yeah. So it'll be a different animal this year, but I think it's really going to work and be a lot of fun. And speaking of the Witted Building, the Supreme Court is going to hold court in the Witted Building in November.
Oh, wow.
And it's there are very few tickets, so let's not have everyone call in for tickets because there are very few. The clerk of court, Mark Kleinschmidt, is arranging for some tickets for people to come and watch. But that's pretty exciting.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Is there a particular reason why they're doing that?
There are some Orange County cases, and so they're bringing it to the Witted Building. And I guess it's a pretty good setup for that, right? If you think about that building and that room and how we renovated that room, what was that? Maybe like 6-7 years ago now, right?
Thereabouts, yeah.
I mean, I was just coming on the board when that was happening. We were still meeting over in Department of Social Services, so that's exciting. I mean, it's exciting use of that building, and you know, that's one of the reasons why we renovated that building, is to make sure that the community can use it. So that's pretty exciting.
Awesome. Yeah. Again, OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government. Get much more information on upcoming agendas. Look back at past meetings there. Commissioner Penny Rich, thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, Aaron.